Welcome back to Movie Trailer News Podcast. It's your host Chris here, and I got Phenom here, and we might be joined by Ro. We'll see what happens. I am here because I'm the one that got drew the short straw, and I'm here to review Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Hold on, bro. You picked the short straw for conveniency, but
I mean, I drew the short straw because the movie had to be closer. Like, it was either this or go all the way down into downtown Baltimore on a fucking Tuesday after a holiday, which it's either go to see this for, I guess, how long is this fucking movie? Like 2 hours, or go sit there, see Ma, which probably was better, but then also drive 2 hours to get there and then an hour and a half to get back home. I drew the short straw, yo. Yeah, I drew the short straw. So this movie's 2 hours and 11 fucking minutes long. So full disclosure here, I did not like that 2014 movie because I thought they spent too much time on the humans. And
how long have these niggas not been listening to us to not know that we didn't like the Godzilla with Bryan Cranston?
This movie makes me want to apologize to that other fucking movie. That's how fucking bad this is. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing with Godzilla King of the Monsters, right? And I understand people who just don't have a God, who aren't Godzilla. I'm a Godzilla fan. I am. I like this movie. They're corny. The original movies, they're corny. They're not good. I wouldn't say they're good. But, like, there's a certain thing of having those movies made, you know, by directors and writers in Japan and kind of being in on what, like, there's a respect for what the Godzilla films are, right? This is one of those American, just like the 2014 one, just like the, was it the Matthew Broderick one? Wasn't it Matthew Broderick that was in the?
Yeah, that was definitely
the 1999. Broderick. Like, when you Americanize this shit, it never goes well. Because they try to take them seriously, and these films really aren't meant to be taken as seriously as Americans do. And in order for Americans to make these films serious, what do? They focus on the goddamn humans. And it's just dumb. What they did with this film, and it was all fake out. It was all fake out with this trailer. Like, I've been seeing some people try to say that critics don't like this film because there's too much fighting of the monsters, and that's the real problem. That's a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie. If it was mostly fighting between the monsters, Godzilla and all the other monsters, you know, and King Ghidorah and all the if Mothra, if it was fighting between them that you could see, I do not believe critics would be upset at this film. Remember, just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, critics rated, like, what's the rating on John Wick right now? It's on the 90s, right?
I don't know. It might still be in the 90s.
It's 89. I'm sorry. It dropped down to 89. John Wick's story, I've said it before, is whatever, right? But that action, like, and critics are like, oh, fuck it. It's great, one of the greatest action movies I've ever seen. So if Godzilla King of the Monsters was nothing but, like, giant kaiju fights that you could see, critics wouldn't be hitting this film for that. They wouldn't be rating it low for that. That's not the fucking problem. First problem is, you can't see the fucking action. Remember how people used to complain about the first Pacific Rim and how it was all dark and you couldn't see anything?
Mm-hmm.
But you could still see something with those. Like, it was dark. I'm not going to lie. No, it was dark. Good. But you could see, right?
A lot of the darkness for those, though, was actually due to the poor, like, they didn't take into consideration that theaters don't upgrade their screens. I really do think the studios are using technology that is just much better than what cinemas are using right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they make these films, that's why I always say some films, I just wait to see them when they come out on Blu-ray, because they're just going to look better on my TV than they did in that screen door looking ass screen in these theaters.
Yeah. And that's 100% true. And I think that could maybe account for some of the issue with the darkness in Godzilla. But the other problem is, too, is just that I don't understand how you do quick cuts when you have CG characters. Why are you doing quick cuts? It's computer generated. Why is it why can't I see anything? Like, there are certain times in this film you cannot see the action. And I said this on my post on Facebook, and I'm starting to understand it, because when I left the theater, I was like, this movie fucking sucks. But some of the audience was happy and was okay with it and liked it. And I've been seeing some fan reactions going, oh, no, I like there's a lot of action. I think when you're just a casual moviegoer, and this is not knocking you for this, like when you see a film for the first time and there's a lot of motion in it, you attribute a lot of motion to being a lot of action, and that action has to automatically be good. I think when you're just going in to watch a film, when you're not going in to critically watch a film, when you're just going to watch a film as an audience member and you see that, I truly believe that that's what's happening. But if you wait a week, you're not going to be able to go, yeah, I really love that part of this movie when Godzilla did XYZ. Because it's not memorable at all. And it doesn't stick with you. Meanwhile, when you go and talk about John Wick, a month from now, you're going to be like, yo, remember that scene with Halle Berry and the dog jumped on her back and then jumped? Like, you'll be able to recount scenes from that film because you saw the action and it sticks with you. With Godzilla, the King of the Monsters, you know a lot of shit happened, but you can't actually describe what actually happened. Because one, you can't see it. Two, there's a lot of quick cuts. And I think a lot of people, what happens is, you're like, I know a lot of stuff happened. It was loud. There was action. And so it had to be good. But when you actually sit down and you take a step back and you think about it, you can't remember what actually happened. I go back to the...
But that's why I don't want to see these films, because they make me feel like I have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Like, I know I saw that shit, but I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
That I like it just, and it's not even, it's not, it doesn't even feel like a memory that I want back. It's just kind of like, it was so insignificant that it might as well have not happened. Like, I think the problem with this movie in particular, because I remember when they showed that they didn't really show a trailer. They kind of showed a trailer in Hall H for it. It wasn't really, it was mostly like them, you know, like when you watch the trailer for an animated film that Disney does and they list 27 voices that are going to be in there, all A-list actors. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what they did with this, only they did it with the monsters that were going to be in it. And they listed like 17 monsters. And I was like, oh boy, why couldn't they just list like 3 monsters? And I would have been like, cool. They know what the focus is. Like, if they mention the other monsters or if they fly past on screen, that's cool too. But for you to stack the deck this way, naming 17 fucking Godzilla monsters for one Godzilla movie, bro, this is not going to be good. And then I remember the panel that they had. So that was my other prop. That was the other thing I looked at when I was like, I'm just not interested in this movie. I looked at the actors that they had on the panel and I was like, it's too many people in this movie. It's too many people that are recognizable, and it's too many people with names in this film. Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, Sally Hawkins. Like, why are they in this film? If it had just been Kyle Chandler, Aisha Hines, and like O'Shea Jackson, then I'd have been like, okay, cool. They're not like superstars. So they got like some B names, some C names. That's cool. That means they're going to focus really on the monsters. They don't really care about the casting. But as soon as they brought Millie Bobby out and I see her all up in the trailer,
oh, nigga,
I was like,
"Oh, nigga, I'm saving that. I'm saving my human rant. Oh, I got you on that one. Oh, trust me, I got you on that one. There's a reason why I say I now want to apologize to the 2014 movie. Because I'll save that. But just going back to this, what you were saying here, you're right. And you're going to be, if you're coming in this movie to see all these monsters and a monsters on monster fight, you're going to be disappointed because actual amount of screen time for the other monsters, not a lot. Like, you see most of the good Rodan parts in the trailer. You do, you know,
like, what's the premise? What is the premise?
Okay, so let me go with the premise of this, and I'm gonna try to do it without spoiling it a little bit here, but and this goes back to why I say the first film is better, because while I didn't like the focus on the humans, at least the human story arc made sense. To refresh your memory of this, remember, it was this idea that Monarch had an idea of these creatures around here, and they've been studying them, and, you know, those other kaiju get out, and then Godzilla shows up, and they have the fight, right? And the humans are kind of marching along the way of, how do we stop these creatures? We didn't know about these creatures. Let's stop them. Fast forward like 5 years, right? And so now you have this whole thing where, you know, now the world knows about Monarch, you know, and you know, government. There's the aftermath of what happened in that big battle with Godzilla, and they're now, you know, Monarch has all these secret bases, and now the U.S. government is saying that maybe you guys should be under the control of the military, which doesn't make any sense later on because that never comes up again. They're working hand in hand with military. They're getting access to nuclear bombs, and you're like, you're also working in international, you know, internationally. Why in the beginning were we talking about Monarch maybe possibly falling under the control of the U.S. military when you're clearly an international organization? That doesn't make any fucking sense. They basically turn Monarch into Shield, where they basically have their own helicarrier too. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, it goes so fucking over the top and ridiculous, but then they're trying to be serious with it. So the premise of this film is, and this is not a spoiler, but I have to kind of go in this. It happens early on in the film, so I'm if you consider this a spoiler, I'm sorry, but I have to do this in order for me to kind of really go into what's wrong with this film. What you find out is basically that Vera Farmiga, who plays Emma Russell, and Kyle Chandler, who plays Mark Russell, they were married. They had two kids, one of them being Millie Bobby Brown and Madison Russell. And then they had another child. I can't remember his name, but he apparently died during the attack in the 2014 movie. And so Mark goes down, apparently, you know, started drinking. And Emma, who worked for Monarch, they both worked for Monarch, decided to bury herself in the work. And somehow, you know, Madison, Millie Bobby Brown's character, stayed with the mother. Find out that the mother has created this, it's really heavy on this whole idea of pack animals, and they've created this device that can control, they quote-unquote control, these other kaiju by sending out this signal that's the alpha creature.
Okay, hold time out real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm bored out of my fucking mind. This is complicated.
It gets even more complicated. Who's the guy who plays what's his name from Charles Dance from Game of Thrones? He plays Jonah Allen, who is this militaristic environmentalist who wants to free all the monsters to wipe out humanity. So somehow humanity, by wiping out humanity, that will then make the environment come back to life, and all it's such fucking bullshit. And again, this is a slight spoiler here. You find out that Emma Russell, Vera's character, is working with Jonah, and so she takes the device she had created, and she's working with them to literally free all these monsters, because their plan is to free all these monsters, and it'll wipe out some of humanity. And that will balance the scales and somehow balance the environment. It is the most convoluted, dumb shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Because then later on in the film, when all these people are dying, you're like, but you're a bad person. You're like, Emma Russell's a bad guy. But they're still trying to act like she's not a bad guy. And they never explain what Madison does. Like, I like Millie Bobby Brown. She has no purpose in this goddamn film, even though she's in it so fucking much. They never establish that, oh, well, she's really smart, and so she's helping her mother with this research. Nope, they don't do that. Maybe she's like Lexi in fucking Jurassic Park, and she's a hacker. Nope, they don't go over that either. She has no goddamn purpose in this fucking film. And so when it gets towards the end, and you're spending all this time, there's literally a time in this film that reminds me of the first film where they're trying to find Madison, and literally there's a big monster battle going above them, and you're seeing bits and pieces of the monster battle, but the camera's focusing on them. Where's Madison? We gotta find Madison. Where's Madison? I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this child. I want to see the giant the giant creatures that are fighting above you guys. That's the important piece here. Not the fact that you're about to lose like an entire team, an entire squad of soldiers trying to find this one little fucking girl who was also technically an accomplice to her mass murdering mother. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's so convoluted. And so
I should go into a film like this. I'm sorry. I should go into a film like this. And the only thing I should be trying to figure out is, what's Godzilla's motivation? What's Mothra's motivation?
Oh,
those are the things that I should be worried about.
They do so much dumb shit with this. It's okay, so obviously Godzilla and King Ghidorah, they're the two alphas, and so they gotta battle it out. And whoever the alpha creature is, that's who the other monsters and other creatures bow down to, but they don't really show them. Here's the thing that really pisses me off, and we knew this. And I said this before. Yo, you know what film in this monster series is actually good? Kong Skull Island. That was a good fucking film. That was better than the Godzilla film. It's better than this film. We know that they're doing a Godzilla versus King Kong film. They constantly mention Kong now in this film. This film, you know what this film is to me? And I was thinking about this long and hard. You know what this film is? This is the BVS of Godzilla. It is.
Okay, so here's my question. And this is where you could basically, I feel like this is what should make or break a person wanting to go see this film or not. Does the person whose name is in the title, does the thing whose name is in the title of this fucking movie have a personality in this movie?
No.
See, and okay, so how do you bring King Kong into this? Because King Kong had a personality.
That's why
a whole personality, bro. Like, we could see him thinking, and like he was like, yo, Kong is actually a cool dude. Like, he wilding out because they disturbing his shit. But he not a lunatic.
So that's the thing.
Like, why y'all fly up in my spot like this, bro? Like, y'all sending a genetically engineered animals and shit up through this bitch. Like, what the fuck is good?
But that's the problem I have with this film. Why I call it the BVS? It goes for the cheap Kong tie-ins instead of ever explaining why you never see Kong. Because at some point they're always cutting back to these other creatures that have gotten released, but they never explain that. Well, we never really locked up Kong because of Skull Island. He's just on Skull Island. They keep mentioning Skull Island, but they never mention they actually locked up Kong. They never mentioned that Kong actually is trying to do like these other creatures. These other creatures are drawn to whatever the alpha is to kind of obey. They never mention anything like that. They just keep mentioning, oh well, you know, Kong, and oh well, what about Kong? And they don't actually go into the idea of, yo, Kong isn't like the other kite. He's not. He's different. And he has, like you said, he has his own personality. They never do any of that. It's just a cheap attempt, particularly with some of the after credit stuff, just a cheap attempt to like tie those two films together. Even though, again, I'll say Kong Skull Island is 20,000 times better than both of these fucking Godzilla films. One, because you could also see the fucking action in those films. And it's just, no, Godzilla doesn't have a personality in this film. And that's the other thing that goes back to what I was saying before, is in the originals, he did. Kong absolutely had a personality because it was a man in a fucking, so it's a man in a rubber suit. And so Kong did crazy things like skating on his fucking tail to drop kick, you know, some other creature in the chest. It's ridiculous. But that was the whole point, right? The whole point was that it was ridiculous. This film here is just, he's just there. And it's
And that's what they did with the first film. So to continue it with the second film and somehow make a worse film with more monsters in it is insanely bad.
Well, and here's what makes it even worse. Because they're trying to go with this idea that, you know, these titans, that's what I keep calling them titans. They're calling them titans. But these titans are the original inhabitants of this earth. And again, that goes back to why Jonah and them want to release the titans. Like, we release the titans. And basically the idea that humans have no natural predators. If we release these titans, well, then we have to work. We'll have to change how we work, and everything will change. But it's just bullshit environmental like story they're trying to tell. But what they fail to do, going back to your what you're saying here about not giving Godzilla a personality, is, well, if you're saying that these are the original titans, the original gods, if you will, of this earth, well, it would assume that they're also sentient and they have some kind of, they're not just animals. So on one hand, they're trying to say that these titans were the original rulers of earth, and they have this certain intelligence. But on the other hand, they make them really, really dumb and just make them no more intelligent than your average just animal. And they're doing things on instinct. And I'm just like, but that's not the thing. That's not how this worked. You know, if you're going to show me that, you know, Godzilla used to be worshipped as a god, I would assume that there's some kind of, it's not just a thing. Like you said, in the Kong movie, Kong has some kind of intelligence to him. He has a personality. That's what made you can engage, because his fucking name's in the title of the goddamn film. Here,
yeah, he's Godzilla, absolutely aware.
And he's actually aware. There's no awareness with it. It's just to do.
Which was my problem with the first one. They were like, we can trick Godzilla into doing this. Or like, and it was funny, because now that I'm thinking about it, in the first film, Godzilla actually was aware. Like, to a certain extent, he had a motivation. He wasn't just up doing shit. He was up like, oh, these niggas don't woke up. And like, that was his motivation. The problem was they didn't really like personify it past that. It's just like, where is he going? We don't know. It's like he's being like called to something. And that was it. And in the end of the film, you really got to see some significance of him having, of him personified, so, with the way they fought. But that fight lasted 15 minutes and you sat in that theater for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So that completely defeated the fucking purpose. But this one, I'm just like, all you had to do was capitalize on what you did at the end of the last film and put way more time into that stuff. But instead, they went back to the drawing board and they were really like,
I guess worse than that.
What human story can we tell again? And I'm kind of trying to figure out, what is so goddamn complicated about making a film where monsters are fighting and humans are just getting in the goddamn way? Like, that's all you have to do. And why are you trying to write a human story in a monster film, in a kaiju film? Like, why is that necessary to have at all? We're taking ourselves, like you said earlier, way too fucking seriously. And even if you watch the trailer, does anybody really care what human face is featured in the Godzilla trailer? Like, at what point are people cheering when they see a human face in a Godzilla monsters, King of Monsters trailer? There's no human that did. Like, Millie Bobby Brown didn't stand up and everybody was like, woo! That doesn't fucking happen. They cheered when they saw Godzilla. They cheered when they saw monsters' names. That's what they were there for. So if that's what they're there for, and you can clearly see that, why are you putting so much effort into these fucking human stories? And at the same time, absolutely no effort at all, because they're dumb.
It's the dumb. This is what happens when Westerners make Godzilla movies.
Yeah, thank you for joining the show. But yeah, that's actually what I started with. I started with the idea that every time they would do a Godzilla film, it is very clear to me that Westerners have no idea what the attraction of those original Godzilla films were. Because every time they try to do one, they do something like this. I'm like, you've missed the fucking point. Like, Godzilla has a personality. You make a film where Godzilla has no personality. You've done it 3 times now. Like, that's not how this fucking works. The reason why also, another reason why I call...
I think they're getting the story doing this, honestly. I think for some reason, they don't understand, like you say, they don't understand kaiju movies, but I think they think that they're elevating the story somehow, like, by featuring and focusing on what's going on with the humans and the human element, because, you know, somehow or another, we're supposed to care whether or not all the humans get destroyed. But I think they think they're elevating the story instead of ruining it.
It doesn't make any sense. I like this to the BVS of Godzilla films, because another element of this that they really Zack Snyder'd it up, which is what kind of started getting on my nerves, is when you start putting all the story elements into your after credits or into something that happens afterwards. Like, so all your mythos, all the stuff that should have been actually in the fucking film. It's the stuff you put in the after credit scenes or the stuff you had to do in interviews afterwards. It's like, why didn't you do that in the film? You should have done that in the film. That's what the film should have been about, not this. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. It just drives me fucking crazy that they do this, and so it's not fucking good. It's like the action isn't good. It's just noise. Noise you can't see. You know there's a lot of motion, but you can't actually see the fucking action. And then you spend all this time with these human characters. Like, there's a moment in the trailer when Bradley Whitford, I think somebody else is saying, oh my God, and he says, Sela, right? That scene is even, it's worse, it's bad in the trailer, it's even worse in the fucking film. It is groan-worthy. And I'm like, who thought that was a good thing to keep in? You should have cut that shit out. Instead, you guys put it in the goddamn fucking trailer. That is dumb. It's dumb. This entire film is fucking stupid. It's a waste of goddamn time. And then they're going to fucking ruin my Kong film by throwing King Kong in there. And I'm like, Skull Island was a good fucking film. You guys, stay away from it. Stay away from it. You're going to fucking ruin it. You guys can't shoot action. You got to be everything about humans.
I'm trying to pretend that the snapshot and Skull Island didn't happen, so I can just pretend like it was a lie.
I was so upset at that. I'm like, Skull Island did everything you guys don't do. It shot action well. It gave Kong an actual personality. Everything you guys have not done with these Godzilla films, it did. And here you guys are now trying to dirty it up with your fuck ass film. No, stop it. Stop it.
I find it totally ironic, like 220% ironic, that in a film about a giant fucking kaiju, somehow y'all missed the mark. How? It is the fucking side of the barn of films, dog. Like, how are you missing your mark?
And again, to make it worse, the first Godzilla film, which I hate, the 2014 one, is still better because even when I complain about they do too much with the humans, at least that story with the humans made sense. They made this overly complicated, overly complex, humanized story with human characters you do not like. You do not feel for any... I'm sorry, I like Millie Bobby Brown, but I hated her character in this fucking film because it's like, you are annoying. You need to go away. You need to die. And so should your mother.
So I wasn't the only one who just wanted everybody who was on two legs to die before the end of the movie. I wasn't the only one.
No, everybody should die.
Because I really wanted, I wanted all the humans to die. I was like, I mean, if we have to let the big bad guy be the apex for a while, if he kills all the humans, I'm kind of okay with it.
Because
it wasn't even that the human story was that complicated. It's that it was so arrogant and obnoxious to just pivot everything to being about people. And I was hopeful at the beginning when they first had the Senate hearing that's in the commercial. I was like, oh good, we're gonna actually get people to understand. And then I was like, nope, they pissed it away and we got this crap.
And I feel like when they're doing this Godzilla film, and it's kind of like when you see a film called The Tree of Life. You actually know that the film is not about a tree that gives life. It's about all of the people that come. It's about everybody else around the tree. Their stories matter and somehow sync up into some type of significant metaphor that the tree of life is a symbol for, representation of. And that's the way they're doing Godzilla movies. Instead of the film actually being about Godzilla, it's about everybody else that has 3 degrees of separation from Godzilla. And no, they're not the same type of... Godzilla is... If you want to be this smart and still make an awesome monster film, be my guest. But let's just keep it simple. Godzilla is not a fucking metaphor. Okay? Godzilla is a monster that fights monsters and causes havoc and mayhem fighting other monsters. And you're lucky if you're human and you live through these battles. Because honestly, all you ant motherfuckers are supposed to die in these Titan kaiju battles. So when you make a film that does not care about what I just said. You have completely ruined or have you've fallen off the Godzilla wagon at that point. And you're creating your own path and putting Godzilla's name on it. And that shit is garbage. It's just garbage. Like, I don't want to see a fucking John Wick film where this motherfucker is sitting in a library drinking tea, you know, expounding upon the complexities of human society, socialism, and the mixture of capitalism and economical structure.
Imagine if John Wick wasn't what if John Wick 4 has, like, every time there's a John Wick fight and he's starting to fight somebody, it turned to, like, I don't know, like a congressional hearing on, you know, gun safety. It's like,
What? Like, not even that. What if they just stopped and looked at each other and was like, but why?
It just,
and the other guy was like, you're right.
But it's funny. And again, you know, Rose is going to join us back on in a second. And this is why I just can't get with those films. But I can go back and watch those old Godzilla films, no matter how corny they were and how ridiculous they were, because again, it seemed like they were fun. They were fun, and everybody was kind of in on the joke, and it was it's honestly part of the culture. Like, it's getting to the point where I'm actually looking at, when Americans make Godzilla films, I'm almost looking at it as cultural appropriation. Because I feel like you're not understanding it. It's like when you go to Coachella or whatever and you see those white people dressed with, you know, the Native American headdress and all this other stuff, and just like, oh, isn't it cool? We're like so awesome. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. You're taking somebody else's culture. And I feel like that's what these Godzilla films are to me. They are cultural appropriation, because you do not understand and have no understanding of how Godzilla fits into that culture and how those films were actually made. They made, what, like 50 Godzilla films, I think, in that series, up to, like, it's probably more than 50 at this point, but it's like, it's part of the culture. It's part of a thing. You have 50 ideas. You have 50 things to look at to go, I see it now. I get it. How do you look at that stuff and go, we're going to do this, where we basically, you know, barely have Godzilla breathing fire. We don't really have him really interacting with humans and even, or showing any kind of understanding of humans or understanding of things. Like, some of my favorite moments in those old Godzilla films were just like, you got the two guys in their suits, one guy in a Godzilla suit, another in and some other creature, and they're like having conversations, and like the like like they're having conversations like schoolyard bullies or like a schoolyard fight. And they're taunting each other, and they're doing all this. Like, those were ridiculous. That was the point of those films. You get none of that here, because everybody's taken all the fun and the joy out of Godzilla and made it into this, we're going to turn it into a horror film. Like, I remember that was the thing about the trailer. It's a horror film. Fuck you. Fuck you. Godzilla's not a horror film. It's not a horror film. What are you doing?
I thought it was a disaster film, honestly. It's just more of a disaster film.
Like, what are you doing?
He's a force that humans cannot stop. Like, you hope that it's over soon.
It's just, it's such an Americanized, bastardized version of what it should be. And this is an example of this. What happens when you get somebody else coming in and they understand even less than the people who made the 2014 film? I mean, I didn't think it was possible, but this film understands even less of it. It's like, we're gonna just do all this extra stuff and do what? Why? Now all of a sudden, 5 years, Monarch has like 79 bases. They have their own like super secret helicarrier. They have all this extra technology, all this other stuff. Like, what? They didn't have this back in what? That doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any fucking sense.
It does if you don't want to admit humans aren't always going to be the apex predator in the world. That's what the problem with these movies are. That's why they don't get it. It's why they can't get it. The people making the movies have to convince themselves that monsters are just monsters. They're mindless. It's the human element that really matters. And because they arrogantly believe that humans are always going to be the dominant predator, you know, until we get in the water and a shark fucks us up. That's why these movies don't work when they're made by, I want to say just Americans, but it's not just Americans, but with Western-minded people. Everything that you said is basically from that simple point. They think the focus of the movie is supposed to be the humans and that the monsters are mindless. So even if it is a disaster movie, B, they still see the monsters as a disaster.
I know, but I would just like to remind you that in Deep Blue Sea, the sharks lost.
Yeah, and what did they lose to?
The humans, because we're apexes.
Uh-huh. Sure, because that would really happen in the real world.
Happened in the movie, which is based on reality to white people.
Well, then you see, that's a shark fin. See, five reasons right there why this happened. Humans, they believe human, and Hollywood too, they don't want to see movies where it's the point isn't the resurrection or the redemption or the saving of a human. The same way this broad went out here and said, you know what, we done fucked up everything and I'm gonna do something about it. And they still tried to find some kind of way to make everybody in this movie have some kind of a redemption arc.
At that aspect of it though, like having, from what y'all are saying, having Vera Farmiga's character do whatever she was trying to do with this Jonah character also falls right in line with what you're saying about humans and their apex, their need to be the apexes of just the world. Even she feels like they needed to decide that the world needed to be rid of human beings and to clean it and help it reset.
And it's the way that she said.
Right, because they have to be in control of even the end of the earth, of humanity.
It didn't make any sense.
That's why this movie sucks.
Yeah, it did. So even with the story they're trying to tell, So let's take out the Godzilla lore itself and just not, okay, I say it all the time, being like the source. Take that out. Just the story itself and the story elements itself do not work. Like, again, the first films, it's human elements. Why I hate them being there, they at least make sense because it's just basically like survival. We cannot stop these unstoppable creatures. So we are at this point just hoping to survive. It focused too much on them, but that was all that really was in that first film, which I can live with. This film turned into, we can control them. At one point, it was like, we can kill them. No, you fucking can't. We saw the last film. You guys can't do shit to these creatures. What are we doing?
I never understand why we always want to go to kill them. I was like, you have something that you fed the biggest bomb that we have that is, you know, and it ate it and said, please, sir, can I have some more?
It powers up with nuclear weapons. What the fuck are you going to do? What the fuck are you doing?
So now you think in the second movie, it's just a simple matter of we just really need to decide that we're going to kill him. I was like, I don't think that's your choice. I think y'all all need to sit down and shut up. But that's what they do with these movies. And I don't even understand why when people are talking about it and looking at these scripts, someone doesn't say, you know, this doesn't really work in a monster movie. That's not really how kaijus work. And people going to get mad we waste this many monsters. We set up really good fights and we show you just like five scenes of it. And then we turn away and focus on humans. And then we flash back to something semi-cool that's happening with the monsters. And then we focus away. You know, that's that. Like, no one's going to like us if we do that. Why don't they have one of these people in that room? Can I have that job? Because I would be excellent at that job.
It's ridiculous. Like, it wasn't just me, right? That they, you get a lot of the monster fight scenes in the trailer, and they're not that much different from what you see in the movie. It's not a whole lot different.
With the weird camera angle on shooting them,
quick cuts. They did quick cuts on CGI. Which I find to be a mortal sin in these kind of films. You have computer-generated creatures that you're putting in fights. You have no excuse. You have no excuse at this point because none. You can't be like, oh well, you know, Harrison Ford just can't move like he used to, so we had to, you know, we had to do some quick cuts to make it seem like he can still fight. No, this is two giant CGI monsters. You can just draw it and shoot it the way you need to shoot it so you can see everything. Like, why is it everything's either really close up are really far away. Like, I'd love to see what the budget in this film was. I part of me feels like it was more.
It was $200 million.
Really?
So, what? Yeah, no. That's what it said when I looked it up on Wikipedia.
No fucking way. They have a higher budget than their first film?
Of course they did.
Oh my God.
It does not look as good as the first film.
No.
It has $170 million to $200 million was the budget.
I mean, it doesn't, and we can all agree, it doesn't nearly look nearly as good as Skull Island.
Oh no.
I didn't see
oh,
it for no. sure.
You didn't see Skull Island?
No, I didn't see this. I saw Skull Island with you.
Oh yeah, I was like, come on, nigga, yeah, you go.
Yo, yeah, we was there, bro.
Yeah, Skull Island. Skull Island.
Skull Island had a $185 million budget. This has a $200 million budget, and I'm sorry.
Skull Island takes place in the day, and you see everything. You see everything. Yeah. Every punch, every fight, everything that happens. You can't see jack shit in this film.
Right. Even the wolf looks good in Skull Island. Like, even the fucking wolf.
Like,
man, I don't. They didn't even. I mean, there was a volcanic eruption.
That Kong movie. That was a fake Kong movie. My bad.
There was a volcanic eruption that didn't look good. A volcanic eruption.
You're talking about Rampage.
How does Rampage?
Rampage looks better than this.
Rampage looks better than this.
Rampage makes more sense than this movie.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And looks better.
And had better monster fights.
And it had better monster fights.
I believe all three.
And I think Rampage was a terrible fucking film.
I'm sad that I have to say that out loud. I thought Rampage was funny and was stupid. It was not. I don't really think it can be evaluated as a film because it was just stupid. But it's still better than what I watched when I watched Godzilla.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This film was just
like, I didn't. Yeah, you're right. I didn't care about any of the humans. And none of the humans that I wanted to die, die. The one person who was worthy of a damn, you know, gave way too much of a damn about humans and should have cared more about the monsters. I mean, you got dumb sacrifices. You got stupid human moves. You've got monsters making stupid human moves.
But here's the thing, and this is just a truth that you guys are going to have to accept. When it comes down to the rating for this, it's a 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
nobody's not going to go see it.
Oh no,
is this my first 5 out of 5?
This is your first official 5 out of 5.
This is my first official 5 out of 5, and I feel very comfortable having it be Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Because I've seen people say, I've seen there's that post going around, people going, "Oh yeah, critics are complaining." I said at the beginning of this, critics are complaining that there's too many monster fights. I'm like, if you're not that there are too many monster, and so critics are complaining that there's too many monster fights, then it must mean it's good. I'm like, no, we're complaining that there are too many monster fights that we cannot see. That aren't shot well and are just terrible fucking scenes. And there's too many of those, as well as too many fucking humans. The film is not good. But again,
I kept getting excited, and then they pan away.
Yeah, Chris. Yo, again, they did that thing again. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask: Are the monster fights in Cloverfield better shot than the monster fights in this film?
Ooh.
That's actually, and this does not bode well for Godzilla King of the Monsters. I don't know, because there's not really a lot of monster fights in Cloverfield.
There is no monster fight in Cloverfield. Right, there is a monster in the city.
There's a monster in the city.
He's not fighting anyone but the army.
Right.
That's why I just said, oh.
Right.
So It's still almost a tie.
It's still close.
Like, all you can see is his feet sometimes and maybe a tail, but you don't actually see the monster till the very end of the film.
I'm not
a monster fight that happens in the water, and it was a good fight, and just when shit starts getting good, humans do stupid shit and fuck it up for everybody. So mm-hmm. we lose what was almost the best monster fight in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the entire film take a stupid pivot that we can't come back from.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it again in Boston in the city. We almost had an amazing monster fight. And then they pivot away looking for some dumbass girl who was smart enough to run when none of the adults were. Yep. I mean, she's the only person in the damn movie had any fucking sense. I'm sorry, I'm now hostile. My apologies, gentlemen.
Kind of, but she's also dumb too. Like, they're everybody's dumb. All the humans are dumb. They're just all dumb. And they focus on that. Like, that again, the you get the fight you're waiting for, and they start panning away, and the camera's literally doing a tracking shot following these humans, and I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, there's a throwdown in the street, like, Thrilla and Manila fight going on in the background. If you don't show us that, I don't give a shit about this little fucking girl. If you don't go back to Pandel's fucking monster and show us, come on. You know,
I was in the movie theater. I said, she did her job. Why are we still worried about her?
Right. It's like, it's just, it's so dumb. Rodan is not used well. Mothra is.
I don't want to talk about Mothra. I'm not even going to deal with it. I'm on 17 levels of angry with Mothra, what they did with Mothra. I just want to find whoever thought this was a good fucking idea of how to use Mothra and bitch slap them for an hour. And then when I'm finished bitch slapping them, I'd like to kick them for another hour.
Like, they have bits and pieces. Like, there's some throwbacks for the Mothra stuff, and then they don't use any of it.
Nope.
They use none of it.
We talk about how much kaiju myth they wasted that they can't go back and do anything with after this movie.
Well, and that's my problem. It's like, it's, again, it goes back to why I say this is the BVS of Godzilla films. Because it throws all this stuff in, and you had no fucking care about what the myth is and about why there is a cult following of Godzilla stuff. Why there is this, again, it's cultural appropriation because you don't understand the culture behind Godzilla. There's a culture behind Godzilla. And you didn't understand any of that stuff because you're just like, ah, it looks cool. It's a Zack Snyder. It looks cool, so I'm going to fucking do it, even though I have no understanding of why it's really cool. I'm just doing it because it looks cool, not because I understand that it is actually cool or it is actually interesting. They threw a lot of the kaiju myth, the extra pieces they threw in for this world they created, into like the beginning of the credits. And I'm just like, fuck you. Why would you guys put that here? That should have been the fucking movie right there. That would have been the movie. That should have been the movie right there. You would have explained everything. You jump to this idea of we go from the first film of there, and again, it's just like BVS. You go from this first film of we have Godzilla and the world just finding out that Godzilla exists to now we're here and we have, well, we got, you know, there's 17 and counting titans. And wait, what? Since when? Since when?
I'm sitting here. I was like, And that's how it was when I was like, and this movie is a big, huge exposition dump. And a lot of people are going to miss a lot of the stuff that you're talking about because they're going to hear what you say. They're going to go watch this movie and go, what the heck is Chris talking about? None of that was in here because it's just exposition that you ignore, especially because of the people who they have explaining these things to you. And can we talk about the racist use of Asian people in these movies? This movie, this racist ass shit. I really just feel like it needs to be said. Like the way they had them talking and the way they had them sharing information and the way they had them behave, that's some racist ass shit.
This film should have.
And if they had done it as a hat tip to the original Godzilla movies, I would have been fine, but it wasn't.
Nope.
So it was just racist and bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. It just is. It's. This film was not good. And I'm going to have people come in and say, oh, no, I thought it was good. I'm like, again, I'm going to do this like I said. I can't remember what film we recently did this with. I'm going to do it like I said, that film. Talk to me in a month. Come, if you're going to come to me and say, oh, you guys were wrong, I actually enjoyed it, talk to me in a month. And then I want you, without having seen it again, I want you to explain to me some of your favorite fucking scenes. Because I guarantee you.
I want you to tell me your favorite fucking fight and what happened in it.
You're not going to be able to.
I don't even need a fucking month. 2 weeks from now, tell me your favorite moment out of Godzilla King of the Monsters.
You're not going to be able to. Because you know what? You can't even do it with the 2014 film because the same thing happened there.
This movie gave you like about 8 different shots that would make really good screensavers or wallpaper. But for a movie in and of itself, outside of like really nice cinematic moments when they line up on like, you know, the homie sitting on top of the volcano. That was a cool shot. And they got one other movie in the water that was cool. I'm like, oh, that's a cool shot too. But for the movie, the content of what should have been in a Godzilla movie, it's not here. And I just give this movie back to people who give a shit about Godzilla and let them make it. Give them $200 million and then just get out of their way. I will go see those movies. Yeah, can we do that?
Let me see what happens with a $200 million, you know, Godzilla film made by somebody who actually gives a shit about Godzilla. some Asian people. I'm sorry. Japanese people. Give it to people who actually, who this is part of the culture. Again, that's another thing, too, that drives me crazy, and it's been driving me crazy since that 1999 film that they did. The idea of taking Godzilla and making him a Western phenomenon and putting him in America and putting America at the center of everything is offensive. It's offensive. It just is. Even Pacific Rim, both of them realize it's smarter to not, because of the culture and what the idea of kaijus represents, to not center America in those films. To be perfectly honest, even with the second Pacific Rim not being that great of a film, both of the Pacific Rim films, to me, are better representations than both of these Godzilla films have been.
No, they are.
Yeah, without a doubt.
They absolutely are.
Because they understand one simple thing of, hey, maybe we shouldn't make America the center of everything. Because here's the thing, out of everything that's happened, like what happens in this film becomes a worldwide phenomena, and somehow we end up, where we end up? Fucking Boston. Of all places, Boston. And in the first film, it was San Francisco. Why are we in America? When we're
because we do the most stupid shit, and that's why they wake up here and came to decide y'all got to go. I'll give you that. I didn't have a problem with that. When this movie opened and it said that we were not in America at the opening shot when we first saw Vera and Millie Brown and you realized where they were, I was like, oh, they're not going to fuck it up. They're not in America. It's going to work. And then as soon as it pivoted, I was just like, just throw the whole thing away.
Like, honestly, I'm not even shocked and surprised at this. We all knew. I mean,
I told you in the first trailer. I didn't talk about this movie at all.
Is it possible? Yeah, well, you were smart, sir. But how is it possible that you waste Ken Watanabe this badly?
In two films. Twice.
In Zizang. They're the only people who had any substantive knowledge about this, which should tell you where the fuck this movie should be. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I actually would have been okay if they had decided that they wanted to pit this as a Western sensibility, Eastern sensibility issue. If they had decided that that was going to be the human issue and that's the conflict they wanted to have, I would have been fine with it.
That would have made sense. That would have made sense.
The West would have lost because we would have backed the wrong horse. But you know, it's fine. We already know that. But it's what we do here.
Like. And you get bits and pieces of that when they're talking about that. It's like, oh yeah, when like they're at one point they're explaining what's her name explains Mothra a little bit, right? And I'm like, okay, cool, this is interesting. And then they just drop it.
But when they explain Dr. Chen's family,
they didn't really explain it. They mentioned it, but they put
that in there, yeah. And I was like, oh, that would have been a great angle on this movie.
That would have been great. You could have done it. You could have done it.
And it would have made the whole Monarch connection make sense in a whole different kind of way.
Hmm. See?
So I'm just looking at who was in this movie and what they had and the elements they had and the places where story actually made sense in this movie. And they're like, oh, it's just a popcorn movie for the summer. But it's not, because you turned away from my monster fights and made me watch stupid humans do shit I don't care about. I like O'Shea Jackson. I ain't need to hear him talk this much. I like Ashiya Hines. I'm happy the black people made it to the end of the damn movie. They shouldn't have. Because none of the humans should be alive at the end of this fucking movie. None of them. Legitimately speaking, after Dr. Emma Russell did what she did and triggered all this shit, everybody who was essential part of Monarch that we saw should have been dead by Boston.
Oh, you know, you know what? This is our fucking fault. You wonder why this is our fucking fault? Do you know who Michael Dougherty is? This motherfucker wrote X-Men Apocalypse.
What?
He's one of the writers on X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, Lord. Oh, and he was the producer and the screenwriter on Krampus, another thing where they took and completely ruined a really great urban legend and myth not supposed to be in America. He wrote Urban Legends Bloody Mary. We can stop talking now.
Oh, he's doing the goddamn screenplay for Godzilla vs. Kong. God damn it. God damn it.
I don't care about that movie either.
I don't care about it either now, because you guys are gonna ruin. You're gonna ruin what you guys did with Kong Skull Island. Who did that? Jordan Vaught Roberts, and it was written by Dan Gilroy and Max Borstein.
I think people are gonna like this movie. I think a lot of people who like this movie aren't people who really like kaiju or mech movies, which means this movie is gonna do really well. And that makes me sad, because they're not gonna think they need to fix anything. And Chris, yes, I am wholeheartedly ignoring what you told me, because I can't process it. I can't handle it.
I'm gonna be really a fucking upset. I'm gonna go back and watch Kong Skull Island, because fuck this film. Seriously, fuck. It's a 3. I'm being generous. I'm being generous. I'm giving it a 3. What would you give it, Ro?
A real rating?
Yeah.
This is a 2. But I told you, if I have official 5 out of 5, this is my first official 5 out of damn 5.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a 5 out of 5. I'm not arguing with people on this. People are going to try to tell me, oh, I thought it was good. Fine, whatever. Fine, whatever. All right, cool. Yeah, you're not
going to say prepare yourself.
But legit, of kaiju movies, of what this could have been and should have been, this is a damn 2.
Yeah, you know, absolutely right.
Y'all done wasted $200 million damn dollars.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, a decent enough cast. The cast is good. So
everything about this works except the script and the person who's behind the fucking camera. And who the hell did the cinematography? Because I want to have a talk. I just want to talk a little. Just a little. I just want to talk to him. I promise.
None of this was good. None of this was good. Huge disappointment. It just is. So,
Brandon, you made the right call.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, I wish
audience score.
Well, makes sense. Makes sense. Ooh. Again, motion versus actual action. People see a lot of motion. They hear a lot of noise. They think, oh, there's a lot of action in it, and I enjoyed it. But again, once that initial rush goes away and you really start trying to recount what you saw and remember anything cool, it's really hard to remember any actually cool action scenes. This is not John Wick. This is not Avengers Endgame, where you remember that Avengers Assemble and you remember all that cool shit. Like, you're not going to remember a goddamn thing from this film.
Okay, I have my action movie comparison. The cutaway and the shots that in here were as good as the ones in Mile 22.
God, that film didn't do that either.
Yeah, I unfortunately did. That film is...
God, hey, guys, did you know Godzilla King, hashtag Godzilla King of the Monsters, is the kaiju movie?
Who said that?
Twitter.
Okay, so I don't do whatever brand of cocaine they're doing, but congratulations to them. They can have it.
Godzilla is sick.
Whatever.
I'm telling y'all, the reviews, this shit is going to get like an 85%.
It's an 88% on Rotten. It's 88%, and I get why. They have such a low standard bar of what's supposed to be, and half these people haven't seen any of the real Godzilla movies. They've only seen the Western-made Godzilla movies.
I am not a Godzilla movie fan. I didn't watch the old ones specifically because they were corny as shit, specifically because it was a guy in a suit, specifically because it was just dumb. Like, I just could not. It's like, for me, it was like pro wrestling. Or WWE, WWF wrestling. I just can't do that shit. I can't fake myself into liking fake action. Just can't do it. When it's done so poorly, so cheaply, so corny, can't do it. But there's absolutely no excuse in 2019 with the available technology and the amount of things that we can do cinematically and in production on the floor, from the floor to the computer screen. There's no reason that we can't get a dope, good action, well filmed and shot, edited and released monster movie, huge ass kaiju movie. There's no point. So to me, if in 2019 your kaiju movie is not better than the first Jurassic Park film, why are you here?
That is a legit question.
Why are you here?
And I get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to be a fan. You don't have to be a fan of the old Godzilla films. If you're a fan of Jurassic Park and this film is not better than Jurassic Park, then you shouldn't like this movie. Like, you honestly should just be like, this movie is a piece of shit. But people like Jurassic World 2, dinosaur horror movie in a mansion. So at this point, I have given up on people. I have given up on us having the ability to look at studios and go, don't give us that bullshit ever again with our pockets. But we don't. Because if you look at the ratings coming from people right now, they're going to see this garbage shit and they're giving it praise for the garbage shit that it is on screen. It's not that they're not seeing the same movie that y'all saw or anything else that somebody might try to use it as an excuse. They're seeing the exact same piece of trash shit that you're seeing, and they're still going back to 7-Eleven and getting the fucking pizzas. They're like, yo, yes, it's a 7-Eleven pizza, and it's fucking amazing. And everybody, we're looking at them like, are you fucking serious? And they're like, absolutely, dude. I brought a whole pie. Like, just, hey, man, like, that's why I say 5 out of 5. You cannot win with these movies, and you can't win with the sequels that are going to come from them, because they're going to make enough money for them to warrant giving the next film another $200 million. And the only thing that really makes me upset about this garbage is that I'm not the one writing the scripts for it. That's why I really lost here. That's the only way I really lost. I should be directing or writing a script for these movies, because I can do it. The bar is that low.
Everybody on this call could do it. We could do it in our sleep. But I don't try to argue with people over movies. You like what you like. If you think if this style of action and shooting is great, then you're going to have fun. If you like stories where it looks like it's humans pitted against monsters and we have to figure out a way to prevail, and you like moving, bang, 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 you're going to have fun. If you like kaiju movies and you like kaiju battles, you're going to be pissed because you're not going to get enough. If you feel like this story shouldn't be so westernized, you're going to be pissed because it's hella westernized. If you feel like the way that they use the original myths and legends and how they have the information relayed to the people who are watching this movie and the white people in this movie, you're going to be annoyed. And there are going to be plenty of people say, oh, you don't like it because there wasn't some kind of way for them to make this movie PC. This movie is diverse as hell. That's not the problem. The cast is diverse. Hell, even the monster diverse. You got male monsters, female monsters. I don't argue with any of that. My problem is, there's a crucial element to what makes something a kaiju movie or a mech movie or a monster movie. And it's not even just like some of the stuff Chris was saying, just some of the basic stuff about what we call, it's supposed to be a good summer fun movie. And what you promise people when you give them a monster movie. And this movie fails across the board for me. So I don't care if you liked it. That means you need to go watch more movies and you need to elevate your damn game. I can't help you. Watch something not made by Americans, and then you'll realize what a damn badass story we tell over and over again, because all we give a shit about is us.
Yeah.
So
it's
whatever.
I'm not surprised because again, it's like we're so fucking arrogant. Americans are so fucking arrogant. It's like, I hope to God that fucking American raid film never fucking happens, because I will literally fight somebody.
Didn't they cast Kip as like one of the leads in it? Taylor Kip, or whatever his name
was.
I thought
it was the Hemsworth brothers.
Mm-hmm. I thought Taylor was a part of that shit.
He might have been.
I don't know why y'all are just trying to traumatize me. Trying to forget that they keep saying they want to make Train to Busan again,
right,
in America.
But it's just like, you can't do that. It's not the same thing. It's not for you. Do not.
We don't have
do
the
that.
Sensibility. We don't have the style. We don't. We're doing
we already
good.
Have a raid film.
We fuck up
it's
our
called
own.
John Wick.
Yeah,
we don't need the raid. We have John Wick. We can have a good one.
Look, we can barely make good old West movies in America, and those movies are set here. So,
The West is basically dead. And could you guys
leave Japan
make
alone?
Just
leave Japan alone. Y'all can't do it. Just if give them the money,
right? Well, actually,
Just bring the movie to us.
There you guys have it. That's a review for Godzilla King of the Monsters. Ugh, what a disappointment. Make sure you subscribe to Movie Trailer Reviews. You can hear all the reviews. We just have our review up for Good Omens. That's only on the Movie Trailer Reviews feed. We'll also have reviews for Ma and Rocket Man coming out as well. So make sure you subscribe. And we'll be back soon. So until next time, we're out of here. Peace.